Now, suppose you're making it at home, making bread at home, what do you call?
Cornbread muffins and biscuits.
Yeah. And do you ever make, you know, my grandma used to call it chicken bread, but anyway, you know, just how do you make cornbread? In other words, do you make it with flour and eggs and all that?
Yeah, make flour and egg. Make corn stick.
Well, do you ever make it just, you know, without using flour, just make it all meal and...
That's straight. Now that's straight from the car when you make it like that.
Yeah, and that's good though. That's kind of that's the way my husband likes it. He says I make.
You call it the pombre.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind he likes.
Yeah, the pombre.
And let's see, what do you call this stuff? You know, put in to make it rise.
Yeast.
That's right. Okay, now suppose something you're gonna have put syrup on and everything, and you know, have for breakfast, you fry them, what you call them?
Pancakes.
Do you ever say flapjacks or anything else, or just pancakes?
I say flapjacks. That's all we've had to tell you about flapjacks.
Well, that's what I, in other words, see, they won't know what is the old way you have them.
So I call it flapjacks.
And what about, what do you call that stuff to go on? Do you call it syrup or?
I call it syrup.
And?
Butter.
Do you like, what different kinds of syrup do you know? I mean, either that you can think of.
I like green cane syrup.
Oh, uh-huh.
The old-fashioned green cane
syrup. Why are you? I hadn't heard about that in a long time.
Yeah, my likes that.
Do you ever like that old dark kind of, what you call it, molasses or?
Molasses? Uh-huh. That dark kind, that's the kind I'm talking about, that good kind.
Well, yeah, that's Jimmy, my son Jimmy. He thinks that's so good for you. He loves it.
That's right.
And you ever talking about when you talking about bacon and now Frances used to say she'd get up in the middle of the night and she'd fix him some fried meat. And she meant streifeline, you know, she'd fry that and have syrup on it. I said, my goodness alive, she's the best eating you ever did have.
It is.
And she said it's really something good. Okay, let's see now. Talking about nuts over here too now. What kind of nuts are these?
Peanuts.
Do you ever call them anything outside of peanuts? Goobers or?
I ain't never call them nothing but peanuts.
Well, some people say ground peas, and, you know. Now let's see, what's this kind right here? Sometimes people use them, you know, in cooking and everything.
I call them almonds.
Right. That's what you know. Okay, now let's see, what's this?
Peach.
Now what are the different kinds of peaches you can think about?
Them big Alberta peaches.
Uh-huh. And they are, what's the difference in them and the earlier ones?
They big and soft and juicy.
And what about the seed?
The seed is larger and then these.
And they come out easy, you call them freestone or clingstone or?
Clingstone.
Yeah, the clingstone, you know, they're those kind you can't get that seed out for anything, you got to cut it out.
Well, these them Alberta peaches, you can get the seed out of them.
Yes, they're the freestone kind.
Yeah, freestone.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, this is cherry. What'd you call? That's all I call.
Them cherry, I call that a cherry pie.
Yeah. Now see, some people say cherry cobbler or something like that.
But I call it cherry pie.
And this is just all kind of. Now we already. You said something about, you know, that turnip greens. Now that's a what? What you all call that a?
That's a turnip root.
Uh-huh.
That's celery.
Yeah.
Carrot. Fang beans.
I believe those are peas.
Garden peas.
Yeah, garden peas. That's what I want to know.
What's
that
long?
I think that's a parsnip, but I never have eaten one.
Me neither.
And what's this over here?
Okra.
Yeah, I love
now that. These fang beans.
Yeah.
And tomato. Corn. Cabbage and bell pepper.
Have you ever eaten a bell pepper red like that? I never did.
No, ma, I never ate no.
Not red. What's this right here? I used to buy a can.
Well, I know what it is.
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yeah.